Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we want to thank you for this is the day that you have made, O Lord. Help us to rejoice in this wonderful sanctuary that you have given us as the light and as the salt of the world. So bless us, Lord, as we share your word, and use me as your vessel of honor through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, good people. How are you this morning? My name is Bishop Dr. Paul Korir of the Anglican Diocese of Kapsabet in Kenya. I am born again. I love the Lord Jesus Christ who saved me and called me to this ordained ministry. And maybe before I make progress, how many of us have been to Kenya? Can I, for a show of hands, please, let's raise our hands. Thank you so much. And the rest of us? Not yet, isn't it? Welcome so much to Kenya. We welcome you. Why am I here? I'm here to stand in your midst to say thank you to you. You have continued to touch on the lives of the people in Kenya in ways that we cannot even begin to think or imagine. Courtesy of my great host and friend, George and Donna. Thank you so, so much. On behalf of the people of Kenya, we say thank you so very much. You've really outreached and served all of us. I'm sharing this morning on what I have called the Beatitudes, the template of a missional church, the roadmap, the guiding star of a missional church, the church that is looking outwardly to serve the society and community and bring peace and joy and harmony to the people. And so I bring you greetings, and we express our sincere gratitude to you, my brother, Reverend Scott, and Reverend Wayne, and to my sister bishop of the Diocese of Arizona, Bishop Jennifer, for giving us the opportunity to visit and to share the word of God this morning. Thank you so much to you, family of this church, the Church of the Nativity, the epitome of the incarnation of Christ. Joy to the world. The Nativity Church standing here is the epitome of God's incarnation through Christ. And so as you stand in this community, you are joy to the world. The presence of this church is a gift to the not only to the community of Scottsdale, but also to the rest of the world. And as I was asked, answering the question, why am I here? It's also to extend an invitation to you to come and visit us and meet your brothers and sisters in Kenya. In Kenya, when we go to school, if somebody was to take you for lunch in their home today, tomorrow, you will take them to your home. So the fact that I'm here, I'm inviting you for lunch tomorrow in Kenya. Thank you so much for having us, and we can't thank you enough for the warm welcome you have accorded us. It gratifies our heart to be in this home church of my dear brother George and Mama Donna. They have come to our community. They have served our people. They have transformed, they have touched and transformed the lives of many people. And for that, George and Donna, and your family, and by extension, this church, we say thank you very much. In Kenya, someone will take 1 hour at least. But for today, I'll try to do 10 to 15 minutes. And, but please, if I go beyond that, forgive my sins. But I'll try as much as possible. So, Please receive our greetings from the good people of the Diocese of Kapsabet, from my family, my dear wife Celine, and our children, Emmanuel and Samuel, and by extension, from my parents and my siblings. I have 13 siblings, 8 sisters and 5 brothers. At times when I'm called, because I'm the firstborn, when I'm introducing them, I sometimes go to a point and I'm asking, what was your name again, please? And yet they are my brothers and sisters. I'm from the Diocese of Kapsabet. The Diocese of Kapsabet was started in the year 2016. So we are relatively young, because we have done 8 years. We have begun our ninth year. And I am the first bishop of that diocese. When George and Donna visited the Scottsdale sister city of Uasin Gishu County in Eldoret, and our diocese by extension, they visited the school and community of Christ the King, Mogoiwet. And by your prayers and generous giving, the school is thriving with a population of 132 children under the transformative leadership of Mr. Gliofas, the head teacher of the school. Thank you for loving our people and for serving the future generation through the school. Thank you so much. May God remember your sacrifices. And I stand here and declare here and now that your children and your children's children will never lack. If anything, they shall be called blessed. I'm declaring that your children and your children's children, because of your sacrifices in serving the needy and the poor, will never lack. If anything, they will be called blessed. A missional church is an outward-looking church that always seeks to serve a particular community and the society in general. A mission station during the time of missionaries was known to be having the following characteristics. One, it had a church building, like this Church of the Nativity. You have a very, very beautiful church. Look at the rhythm, the architecture. The church is rising from the ground to represent the kingdom of God. So during the time of missionaries, the church had a building. And the building was to serve the spirituality of a people. A missionary church would have a school around it for the purposes of capacity building and empowerment of the people through education. So like, for example, now here we have the Church of the Nativity here. And you'd be having a school around here. And since you've chosen not to have a school around here, you have a school in Kenya by the name Christ the King. So that was the characteristics of a missionary church. At the mission station, at the same time, it had an hospital for the well-being of the people and for the treatment of the sick. So as you go to church on Sunday, you can come back to the mission station on a Wednesday to be treated of some sicknesses. It had a farm for food security and climate response and action. So typically, that was the church. A missional church, therefore, cannot run away from that, so that the church will be serving the spirituality of the people, the well-being of the people, food security, climate change and response, to mention but a few. So the local church, therefore, served as a convener of the conversations around the needs of the community. This is what you have done in this very church so faithfully over the years. The church, therefore, exists to serve the community. So the church has left the building. The church has gone. It has been commissioned. We come here on a Sunday morning to be empowered and to be sent back to go and serve the community. Hence, when you hear the dismissal, go out in peace to go and serve the Lord, and we say in the name of Christ. In the gospel reading, Jesus paused to respond to the large crowd who had come from all over Judea, Jerusalem, and from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. People had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. They tried to touch him because power was coming from Jesus and he healed them all. The power that we need as church would come from nobody else but from Jesus himself, the cornerstone of his church. Jesus looked at the disciples and he summoned them for commissioning. In Matthew chapter 5, we are told that Jesus sat down on a mountainside to speak to his disciples. Sitting down by a rabbi was a posture that demonstrated undivided mind and showed the seriousness of the subject under discussion. So wherever Jesus would sit down and call his disciples, like for example now, Reverend Scott and I would be sitting down when we are preaching because it represented a very undivided attention to the subject matter under discussion. He gave them the template of what was to be expected of them in the world around them. How were they to create an impact and transformation in the world around them? And this was therefore their terms of reference. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. In a world where people seem to be pushing God away from their lives, Jesus calls his disciples to create a desire to hunger and thirst for God more and more in their spirit. It is no longer fashionable for people to bring God closer to them. If anything, they are trying to push God away from the center of life. The disciples were called to share their vulnerability and to appreciate the fact that this life without God is void and empty. Adam and Eve, when they went away from the presence of God, they realized that they were empty and they were void. The disciples should always do justice to all and exercise fairness and equity. By living as a sharing and caring community, they secured their heavenly home. The African philosophy, which is actually credited to Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the Ubuntu, I am because you are, and since you are, therefore I am. Tell us that we live for the sake of others. Our lives should better the lives of others. The existence of the church is to transform and bless the people even more and more. The spirit of Harambe in Kenya and the role of the church cannot be overemphasized. Many children from poor families and backgrounds have been enabled to access quality education, medication, food, clean water, shelter, and clothing. I stand here today to give thanks to God because of the church. Were it not for the church, I would have dropped out of school when I was in grade number 10. Because my parents could not afford to send me to school, I would not pay school fees. And I told you in my bio that I wore my first shoe when I was 16 years old. And it was not because I didn't want to put on shoes, but because my parents could not afford until when I was 16 years old. When I was about to drop out of school, the church in our community, in our village, in fact, I was telling George how I prayed that one day such a building like this will be put up in our community, in our village where I grew up to represent the kingdom of God. So they did some fundraising, and they raised $50 to send me back to school. Thanks be to God. I stand here today serving this church joyfully with heart full of gratitude. There are opportunities to put a smile on the faces of many people. Some children would be turned away from school because of lack of school uniform. It takes 15 dollars to buy school uniform for a child to be in school for 1 year. So we can make a difference in the world we live in. in verses 21, 22, and 23 of the gospel reading. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. But that is how their fathers treated the prophets. The disciples were one to note that by being the followers of Jesus, they will be hated. They will be accused falsely, and they will be persecuted by their calling, but their calling was for them to see beyond the suffering and torture and pain that were temporal and seek to stand to be counted, even if they were to be less popular in the world. The world is increasingly isolating people. The disciples were called to counter the culture of exclusion and rejection and create an environment where people will feel loved, appreciated, welcomed, and they will feel safe at all times. That the church is the place when people come in, they feel welcomed, appreciated, and loved, and they feel safe. So that's why the church is called a safer community. When we talk of community in Africa, we are talking about people with common unity, a people with common purpose and common agenda and common destination. The disciples were to focus on their eternal reward. The church is in the world, but it's not for the world. So there should be a difference between the church and outside the world. But yet again, the church has left the building. The church is outward looking because it has gone beyond preservation to serving people. With this template, therefore, the church is called to make a difference in the world, for indeed we are dual citizens who belong here and there at the same time. A missional church is called to represent the kingdom of heaven here and now, to sow love where there is hatred, to sow forgiveness where there is bitterness and division and conflict, and to sow restoration and rebuilding where there is brokenness. So the Nativity Church, the Diocese of Arizona, the Diocese of Kapsabet, God is calling us that we may step out and mend the broken spirits of our people, to create the image of God again in the lives of our people. Let us go out and transform the lives of many by making them disciples of Jesus, where from whom power will come. Power to defeat poverty, sicknesses and diseases and ignorance. Verses 24 to 26. A cry, who to you who are rich? It is an early warning for early action for the rich, the powerful and the well-fed, the proud, the corrupt, the arrogant, and the self-acclaimed. The sycophancy syndrome, O King, live forever. The prophetic role of the church is to remind all these categories of people that the rich also cry. These are a people who live for self-preservation. It is all about their well-being and their ego. The me first, the rest later. Me, myself, and I syndrome. That the me first and the rest will come later. Community is all about people. And so is the child. As I was asking, why am I here? I'm here so that we may form partnership and friendship. So that we may come and celebrate our choir. I look forward to one day you seated in our cathedral and lifting your voices to praise God. It will be a glorious day. I've come here to introduce myself to you and to welcome you home for lunch tomorrow. I want you, the Church of the Nativity, to know that you are called. You are called blessed, and so are you. Therefore, you are blessed to bless others in this community and even across the world. I can go on and on, but story is told of a Kenyan priest who tested a microphone and he realized that there was something wrong with the microphone. And you know, in the Anglican tradition, the Episcopalian tradition, when the priest or the bishop, before they begin the service, they will say, "The Lord be with you." And the response over the years is, "And also with you." So the priest realized there was something wrong with the microphone. And so he tested and he said, "I want to apologize to the congregation before we begin." So people knew automatically. The only challenge we have in the Anglican Church is people know it all. And so they knew the priest was going to say, "The Lord be with you." And the answer would be, "And also with you." So he said, "Let me apologize to the people," which I am actually doing now because I have stretched my time. So he said, "There is something wrong with the microphone today." And the people spontaneously responded, "And also with you." Friends, to be continued, if not here, in Kenya. God bless you and thank you so much.